This year marks 50 years since the American with Disabilities Act was first passed, so maybe it's fitting that more than ever we're seeing more American Sign Language interpreters with state and county daily briefings televised just about every day. Across the continent, more people are becoming familiar with ASL. In fact, in Canada, one interpreter has developed quite a following. Nigel Howard even has a Facebook fan page. Jan Fried is an ASL professor at Kapi'olani Community College. She talked with us last week about interpreting for the deaf community, and she says it's no surprise to her that Nigel Howard is gaining worldwide attention.
He is a delight. He's so sharp, and he is one of the most amazing interpreters I've ever seen and worked with.
Well, it's no wonder after seeing him online and seeing why he's got a fan base.
Yes. He's handsome, he is smart, he's funny, he's sweet, he's approachable, and he's just damn good. So do you know how deaf interpreters work? They work with a hearing interpreter who's basically giving them the information from English, or the source spoken language, to the sign language that they're using. Like in Canada, they use American Sign Language. So he's working with a hearing interpreter who's sitting in front of him and giving him the information, and then he takes it and makes it be this beautifully interpreted and then accessible version of the information that's coming from a deaf person and someone who's a native user of sign language.
What I love about American Sign Language is that, you know, it can be so expressive.
Yes. Super expressive, but it's as expressive as the speaker, and that's one of the main challenges that we often face when we are being televised. And, you know, the basic TV-going audience is looking, and they're going, oh, my God, they're so expressive. Or it's like, oh, my God, what are they doing? It's like they're not, you know, it's whatever we're doing is mirroring the intention of the speaker. So if the speaker's talking about this massive spread of the COVID virus, the facial grammar is going to be intense. Eyes will widen, eyebrows will go up, the body's much more intense because it's expressing the intensity of that message and the fact that it's widespread. There's a tongue wag that happens sometimes if you're showing something being widespread, and it looks hilarious, but it's not hilarious. It's grammar.
For folks who aren't familiar with American
Sign Language. Who aren't familiar with the language, they don't know that that's grammar, and you know, I've gotten messages, what is that tongue wag about? Oh, that's so funny. It's like, it's not funny, it's grammar.
Well, now I've been watching these news conferences, and it is an amazing opportunity to get our interpreters in action.
It's been extraordinary. I have to give lots of credit to both the city and county and state governments for being very proactive throughout the state. Every county is doing a terrific job of making sure that the information during news conferences is accessible to the deaf community. And the fact that it's an extra benefit because interpreters are considered to be independent contractors. Although we are referred by agencies, we are independent contractors. And so the fact that a lot of work has gone by the wayside during the physical distancing that's going on, there's not a lot of work out there. So that's providing a tremendous opportunity for a variety of interpreters to have a chance to be interpreting the press conferences.
I know that states across the country are using sign language interpreters. I actually was looking at a press conference that the governor of Guam gave, and she had an interpreter, and she was really good.
We've got some good interpreters in Guam, and they've been worked very, very hard to take professional development opportunities and to develop their competency as interpreters. Yeah, so it's great. There's definitely a couple there. We have a nice link with the interpreters in Guam.
Yeah, so you've gone out there and actually trained them.
I have, and so have a couple of my colleagues, yes. So it's been really swell. As I said, we have a lovely relationship with interpreters on Guam, and then also a colleague of mine was doing some online work with them, too, for professional development, and she's in Oregon. So yes. We actually, it's a very collegial group across the country and in Canada because we all share the same sign language, Canada, the United States, most of Micronesia, American Samoa.
Tell us about the efforts that are are being made to reach out to the deaf community about this health crisis and what they need to know?
So aside from, as you mentioned, the fact that news conferences are being interpreted into American Sign Language throughout the country, using both hearing interpreters and deaf interpreters, and those truly are interpreters who are deaf and working with a hearing teammate, and then you've got hearing interpreters working as team. So we're all working collegially. Aside from that, there has been a tremendous effort in various states and various organizations that work with the deaf community to make sure that there's a raft of informational videos made about the COVID crisis, about things that you can do to flatten the curve, to stay safe, about benefits, about the supposed check that's going to be coming in the mail from the federal government, all sorts of things, you know, different relief efforts. And it's coming out daily, these videos that are done in American Sign Language that are usually have deaf people doing the information. They're the ones who are signing the information so that it's very accessible for deaf to deaf. And the fact that, as I said, it's coming out daily, there's a really great video called The Daily Moth that's usually it's just a news and information vlog, video log that's done daily. And they've really done a great update every day. And then there's other sites that are also being very committed to doing regular updates. And in fact, Google has put out these videos that are being made by different organizations and that are also accessible, targeting seniors, targeting kids, targeting families. So it really is across the board.
Well, you know, I've taken some sign language classes. So for me, when I watch these news conferences, it's a nice refresher.
You know, that's probably the biggest benefit that everyone's going to have now from the COVID crisis. They are going to know how to sign COVID, and they may get that refresher course like you.
Well, now share with our listeners who may not know much about sign language interpreting, because it's pretty intense, you know, so
extremely
you can't
intense.
Really do like 2 hours straight.
Why the viewing public is seeing two interpreters is because when you're interpreting, you have to pay attention 100% of the time. So we are processing the information. We're going from truly one language to another. So we have to make sure that the meaning is correct from one language to another, you know, the intentionality. We have to understand what the goal is of this interaction. That is the thread that holds the whole message together. We're predicting what's going to be happening next because we're doing this simultaneously. We are not generally getting any preparation. Any interpreter worth his or her salt is going to definitely be looking at some of those press conferences on a regular basis and staying up with the news so that we're as prepared as possible. But we're not seeing generally any script. We have to really jump in cold. So we have to really be using our absolute attention and our knowledge about the content, our proficiency in both languages, understanding both cultures. How do you make those adaptations from one language and one culture to another and make sure that the message stays true and that we are getting the speaker's intention accurately conveyed?
Right, because if you've got a serious message, you want to make sure that you get it right.
Absolutely. There's a lot writing on this. This is public information. This is, you know, making sure if we're all in this to flatten the curve, we have to all make sure we are getting the same information and with the same gravity as well. That's why, you know, research has shown that the interpreter message stays most accurate at 20 to 30 minutes, and then, you know, the message might start to, the concentration starts becoming a little bit more difficult. So that's why you see the interpreters switch.
And so you've been able then to tap interpreters kind of across the state, haven't you?
Well, it's not me. I'm one of the interpreters who has actually had the opportunity to be part of some of the press conferences. The agencies, we have two interpreting agencies in the state, and both of them are providing interpreters for various press conferences and information sessions, and have done a really lovely job, again, because the interpreters are independent contractors. So many don't have work. I actually have a full-time job here at the college, but several interpreters do not, and so the opportunity to be able to have extra work is really, really important. And spreading the wealth, because it's definitely a different kind of venue. Some interpreters like being or don't mind being in front of the camera. There's other interpreters, that's just not their preference at all. There may be other areas that they prefer. So, yeah, it has been a great opportunity for many interpreters. And it's lovely to see the different kinds of styles that everyone has, but everyone is doing a spectacular job.
Is it your hope that maybe folks who don't know enough about sign language and maybe want to learn, that this will spur them to take classes and understand our deaf community a little bit better? Or, you know, maybe there's a family member who, you know, has not chosen to learn sign language, but maybe will. I don't know.
Yes. You know, that's an extra added benefit, because really 90% of deaf people come from families who are not deaf. So 90% have parents who can hear. They don't share the same language and culture. They may not be able to have these conversations at the dinner table about what's happening. So this may encourage family members, as they start seeing how accessible American Sign Language is, to start taking ASL classes. And we certainly have them readily available year-round at Kapi'olani Community College. And also UH Manoa has ASL classes regularly. So there's definitely opportunities for people to learn American Sign Language. Kudos to my colleagues. Mm-hmm. We are really fortunate to have a wonderful cadre of excellent interpreters in the state. Not enough. We're trying to make more, certainly. That's our mission here at KCC. But we don't have enough interpreters, but the ones we have are really, really good.
That was Jan Fried, ASL professor at Kapi'olani Community College, talking about how the COVID daily news conferences are putting ASL interpreters in the limelight. Here in the islands, there are two groups who offer those services: IELTS Interprets and Interpreting Services.